Arizona has had 13 Democratic governors and 9 Republicans. Some have served 2 and even 3 terms. Most of our state leaders have been men. But did you know Arizona is the first state to have 4 women governors?
The first one, Mofford, and Napolitano, Democrats.
Alice Duckworth is with the Arizona Capitol Museum.
Jane Hull, she was a Republican. Jan Brewer, Republican.
In 1988, Rose Mofford ascended to the position after her predecessor Evan Meekum was impeached. Nearly 10 years later, Jane Hull becomes the second woman to take Arizona's highest office. She got the job after Fife Symington resigned. Hull later ran for a full term and became the first woman officially elected governor. But she was not the only woman making history in the state at that time.
But this is a special day because for the first time in the history of anywhere, the top executive positions are all held by women.
1998 was the year of the Fabulous Five. Hull is governor. Betsy Bayless is elected Secretary of State. Janet Napolitano becomes Attorney General. Carol Springer, Treasurer. And Lisa Graham Keegan as Superintendent of Public Instruction. Duckworth shows me memorabilia from this special day.
A signed invitation to the inauguration. So we have all of the ladies have signed it.
Duckworth says she remembers the inauguration vividly. She was there. So was yet another Arizona woman who once made U.S. history, swearing the Fabulous Five into office at the state capitol.
All of them are there with Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve in the U.S. Supreme Court. What a day.
Then in 2002, Arizona elected Janet Napolitano, our third female governor. She made Arizona history again when she won a second term. Napolitano resigned to join President Obama's cabinet as the first woman appointed to Homeland Security Secretary. And that brings us to today. Jan Brewer is the 4th woman elected governor and the 3rd consecutive woman in the state's top job. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.